Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Facial recognition science is just beginning to unlock some neurological processes. Folke Thoma, senior lecturer in the School of Psychology at the University of East London, is studying the way the brain analyzes faces.
In most situations, recognizing a face is easy for us. Indeed, studies have indicated that recognizing a familiar face happens automatically, meaning that it can be done without much effort and very quickly, but also that it cannot be willfully prevented. Imagine reading a web page with text in the center while a picture of someone you know is shown on the right periphery. In controlled lab experiments, we have shown that an image of a face is always processed by your brain, even if you're not directly looking at it, but concentrating on another task. So say you're looking for your car in a parking lot, and there's a familiar face somewhere. It wouldn't matter if there was just one car or 100 present. Your brain would always pick up the familiar face. But what if the parking lot is full of people? In my recent work, I show that our brain can only recognize a few faces in a crowd at a time. In one experiment, a famous face was shown at the center of the computer screen, and participants had to identify it. An additional face shown on the left or the right periphery was also recognized by our participants, despite being told to ignore it. However, when more faces were added to the center so as to surround the famous person, the face in the periphery was not recognized anymore. In other words, in a crowd, our face recognition ability is limited. We can only process a few faces at a time. Surprisingly, we found a similar result when the crowd contained faces that were shown upside down. This suggests that it's not whole faces, but parts like eyes and noses that exhaust our ability to recognize people in a crowd. Whatever the reasons, recognizing one face may be automatic, but recognizing many faces has capacity limits. These results are important as they shed new light on how the brain processes visual information.
That was Folke Thoma of the University of East London. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. Yeah.